In our last video, we kicked off with the Home Estate Realty Group's Home Selling Guide series. And the first thing we talked about was pricing, because that's what everybody wants to hear about, right? But guess what? Pricing alone is not going to get you multiple offers. So tonight, we'll move on to step two, which is just as important. In this video, we're going to share with you five either low-cost or no-cost home improvements that will make a dramatic difference to your home.
Yeah, you know what? You never get a second opportunity to make a first impression. And in today's marketing realm, it seems like buyers are going to see your property well before they ever come in the front door. So certainly tonight, number two is preparation of your home. Okay, let's go ahead and get started with tip number one, and that is lighten, brighten, and paint. And it's kind of as this title, you know, calls out, is that the best thing you want to do when a buyer walks into that front foyer of your home is to wow them, right? That's what we're trying to get. So a bright, open, welcoming entranceway is a way to kind of catch that buyer's heart from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid if the agents turn on all the lights in the house, including the closets, to make sure that people feel welcome as they walk through. You know, new homes are very good about doing that. They even take the closet doors off to make sure that those spatial areas are brightened. So that's something you want to do. Certainly the other thing is to make sure that paint colors are kind of uniform through the house. We've talked about this before, that they're light, they're bright. You know, if you stand in the foyer, you stand in that upstairs hall and you see five different colors, it looks kind of like a rainbow. That's not always appealing to your buyer, right?
Correct. And light bulbs. If you have
light bulbs,
make them the same color. Let's not put the bright white with the warms. Let's be uniform.
Make sure they're all working.
And make sure they're working. Makes a huge difference. That's a quick and easy one for sure. Our second low or no cost tip is clean and declutter. And it might sound simple and basic, but you'd be surprised how many homeowners miss this one. You are going to be living in the house most of the time when you're showing, and a lot of homeowners want to feel like, well, I don't want to put my stuff away because I'm going to need it when I come back. It's a big mistake. What you want to do is remove everything as if you are moving, because if you do find a buyer, you will be moving out of our home.
So that's what they're going to do.
That's right. Our suggestion, start packing. Pack up all the little trinkets, all the things that make your home look a little cluttered, the magazines, the extra books, the extra furniture you don't need. Move all of that into the storage, into your garage, but get it out of the home. Leave the home immaculate. And by clean, we mean deep clean, which means under the fridge, in the oven, under the sofa, because you'd be surprised how many home buyers are walking through checking the vents for dust, because it says to them, hey, especially if it's a multiple offer situation, I feel comfortable waiving a home inspection because look how immaculate this home is. The homeowners really must have taken good care of this home. So that's the impression you want to leave behind for sure.
Yeah, so many times we recommend go ahead and get a storage unit and take the pictures down that seem to clutter up those walls. Take all the boxes that you haven't unpacked, not from last move, but maybe even the move before. Mm-hmm. Move those into the storage unit and make sure that the buyer can just gracefully flow through the house, because a messy closet, an overstuffed bedroom closet, is going to show that buyer that there's not enough storage room in this house. That's something they need to be concerned about. Make sure it's neat and tidy. That's right. Number three tip is repair and replace. One of the things that we tell all our sellers is any major projects, flooring projects, ceiling projects, unfinished rooms need to be completed prior to putting the house on the market for sale. Because for that $3,000 repair that you're sure it's going to cost, probably the buyer is going to look at that to be something like a $6,000 or $8,000 repair.
So true.
And we had a house recently, a finished basement, in which a lot of the ceiling had been taken out to be replaced, but never been replaced. Our buyer knew about it, and thankfully the appraiser was certainly generous with us. But that was one of those items where our buyer looked at that and said, wow, is this something that we're going to have to take over? Mm-hmm. If the seller was reluctant to finish it, gosh, do we really want to take on that responsibility?
That's so true. Our number four tip is staging. And we do not mean go out and hire a professional stager, which you can do, and we do help with that, of course. But what we're talking about is making little tweaks to your house. And Ray kind of mentioned it. Take down the personal photos. Imagine walking into a model home of a new community and you look at any of those homes and you just want to move in, regardless of the style, because they have it so well presented. And that's the idea. If you remove enough of your personal items and make it a neutral space that anyone can come to live in, that's what you're going for. Fresh flowers, nice paintings, rugs, throws, coffee table books, all those make a huge difference in your home. Fresh pillows, Ray.
I love pillows, Denise.
Yes, welcome mats. Bring some plants that at the front door. Make sure they're matching and they look. Those are types of low-cost staging things you can do for sure.
Yeah, staging doesn't always mean in today's marketplace that you have to bring furniture in, replacing your furniture, you know, disposing of your furniture. It really is just really setting the house up, because we like to say that we're really staging the house for it to be on sale versus to be lived in mm-hmm. and entertained and appreciated by your neighbors.
For sure.
Big difference between those two, right? So number five, which we've talked about before, which is landscaping. And this includes both the front of the house as well as the back of the house
yes.
and the rear yard. And we're just surviving our second blizzard of the season. And one of the reminders that we always extend to our sellers is make sure that driveway is cleaned, the sidewalk is cleaned up
yes.
to the front door, and the deck in the back of the house is clean so that the buyers can move around with ease without fear of, you know, the slip and the tragedy that comes from that. The landscaping, you can really never start too early.
That's
and
right.
Denise's favorite is mulch.
Of mulch.
Yes, so mulch
sure
is a big deal.
Put in fresh mulch. It's so cost effective and makes such a difference. And even in the summer months, weed out those sidewalks and those gardens, make them look fresh. They make a huge difference. And a good tip is drive up to your home with fresh eyes. What are you see? What jumps out at you that you'd like to change? That really helps. And the same thing with walking through your front door with fresh eyes and say, how would this look if I didn't live here? And that gives you good ideas as to how to start getting ready.
Yeah, last season's leaves and maybe the overgrown grass, it's a good time to clean all that mm-hmm. stuff up and get ready. I mean, trimming the bushes, you can do that in this season. They're kind of in that sleepy state. So go ahead, clean those things up, because that impression is somebody, drives up to your house, and most people spend a lot of time in the backyard these
yes.
days. So make sure that those fence rows are cleaned up and that things are organized and welcoming back in that rear yard too.
For sure. Well, those are our tips. And again, that was our point number two in our home selling guide. If you're interested in getting a copy of our guide, please, there is a link below. We're going to share it. Just send us a link or text us, email us, and we'll make sure to get a copy to you. Okay.
We'll look forward to seeing you next week.
Bye.
Thanks again. Bye.